The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net with co-host. A new online magazine for Canadian podcasters has just been launched. Enough of that. It's called Canadian Podcaster and it's free and it comes with a podcast as well. The goal of the publication is to share the microphone with podcasters from across Canada, sharing voices, encouragement and tools to build the Canadian podcast community. It's from Dave Campbell's True Media Solutions. And if you prefer a newsletter, Pod the North is good too. We'll link to that as well. Deepcast Pro has rebranded to Deepcast Creator. The company has announced Podsites, a turnkey website solution, and new investors. Amazon's Wondery has cut what the company calls a small number of jobs, though one person speaking to Reuters suggests the number of affected people is dozens and dozens, which Amazon denies. Both content and advertising teams have been affected, and this is in addition to the closure of its operations in Brazil and Mexico, a story we broke on February the 13th. New York Public Radio, the owners of WNYC, is to eliminate a further 21 full-time roles. The cuts bring the organization into a financially sustainable position, said CEO LaFontaine Oliver in an email. Now, the company has previously refused to reveal how much Oliver earns, which we'd think is relevant information. ProPublica in 2021 showed that the previous CEO earned $758,000. We'll link to more reporting about WNYC by The Squeeze today. The operator of iHeart in Australia, ARN, has announced a $40 million Australian cost-cutting exercise over the next 3 years. The company saw flat revenues in 2024, but digital audio revenues are up 28% to $15.7 million. Monk Studios Berlin, the German office of the production company, has lost its managing director Ben Fawkes. The last 2 years have been very difficult to operate the business and keep productions flowing in a manner which would keep the company liquid and profitable, he says. Monk Studios elsewhere is unaffected. John McDermott's Substack blog looks at YouTube's claim of 1 billion monthly active viewers of podcast content on YouTube in January. John gently notes that 60% of all podcasts are in English. The population of the world is 8.1 billion. Indeed, only 5.5 billion have internet access. And how impressive it is, therefore, that YouTube podcasts are reaching 1 in 8 people on the planet. Somebody's stolen our bucket of snark. A few more numbers, though, from YouTube. On February the 1st, they celebrated reaching 100 million subscribers to YouTube Music and Premium. Spotify has 263 million. But 2 billion monthly users use YouTube for some form of music content. Spotify has 675 million. And the Pod News report card is open for one final week. We'd be really grateful for all podcast creators to take part. And thank you if you have already. Podnews.net/report card is where to go. It'll only take you a minute. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff. Podcast app TrueFans now supports OPML for both import and export. Founder Sam Sethi notes that some podcast apps only have an OPML import function, but disappointingly doesn't name them. How much does it cost to host a podcast on Amazon AWS? Well, we're getting all our podcast hosting for free, it looks like. But it's not quite as easy as that. And all of a sudden, our daily podcast is 5 times as popular. But I've been blogging personally, and to be honest, I'm not quite sure why. And in fact, we'll have to cut off listeners in Malaysia and Indonesia if we can't work out what's going on. So please, if you have any ideas, take a peek at my blog post, which you'll find linked from the newsletter today. And if you can help, I'd be super grateful, particularly perhaps if you work for Google. In People News, Ruth Fitzsimons has been appointed Director of Digital for Bauer Media in Ireland. She joins from Sports Social, Podfront UK and Audio Boom. Bauer owns radio companies and magazines in the country. And in podcast news, Latina in America is your bilingual destination for all things Latina, celebrating a diverse culture, professions and passion for travel. The show's special guests share their journeys in science, tech, finance, mental health, the arts and more to celebrate Latina heritage and resilience. Joe's Audio Notes launched 6 months ago as an experiment to see if Joe Casabona could build a mailing list with a free private podcast. That didn't pan out as well as I'd hoped, he said. He's gained about 12 subscribers a month, but he still thinks there's benefit to having a short, easy-to-produce podcast, so he's going to see how it fares as a public show, and why not? The Heart of It is new from Nova Podcasts today, a fresh name, but the same warmth, wisdom and candid conversations from Cam and Ali Dado, who have been now together for over 33 years. The show will continue to explore love, connection and the lessons we learn along the way. The Daily Reconnect will help anyone who feels a bit disassociated or isolated to reconnect to themselves and the world and get motivated to make a difference again during these interesting times. Short episodes will be released Monday, Wednesday and Friday mornings. It's the first wellness offering from Stereo Forest Podcasts. After many months of research and discovery into podcast listening habits, including asking more than 400 listeners, Colorado Today launches today. It's a new daily podcast that's about 10 minutes long with the biggest and most interesting news in the state. The show will feature top stories and actionable information alongside moments of joy and curiosity, says the press release. And there's no field guide to surviving a scandal. Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky is new from Wondery. Speaking with special guests like Olivia Munn and Alan Cumming, the show talks about what it means to reclaim what's been lost or taken in the broadest sense. And this podcast is sponsored by Co-host. If you're looking for better podcast analytics, Co-host gives you insight into download sources, audience demographics, episode consumption, and more. You can sign up for a free trial today. There's a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe for free, we're at podnews.net.